talking about a wagon wheel, you know, right in the middle of the wheel, that's the...
That's your thimble.
Thimble. And it's what are the wheels attached to on a wagon? The thing that runs through?
To the axle.
The axle. And on the wheel, the spokes come out from the thimble?
The hub.
From the hub. Okay. And what about the edge of the wheel? What do you call
it?
The rim.
The tire, either one. You can call the rim a wagon or a tire, either one.
Is that rim the
steel? Welded together.
It's put together in sections? Is that it?
No. There's one place. It's generally welded together. You can splice it or cut it down, either one.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a blacksmith to do it.
Have you ever heard the word felly used?
Feller.
Felly, or something like that. Used have anything to do with a wagon wheel?
Yeah, a feller.
What is that?
That's the wood part goes around your rim. Really, your tire fits on it. It's a feller.
Oh, I see. What about on a wagon, the thing that the traces come back and attach to?
Stay chains.
Well, this is a little kind of horizontal wooden piece, you know?
Oh, you do talking about double tree.
Okay.
And double tree and the single trees.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you've got your bolster back there, your bed sits on your front bolster and back bolster on a wagon.
What about if you were driving down the road and there was a big tree that's fallen across the road? You might have to get out and try to do what to get that thing off the road?
Might pull it out of the road. And
pull it, or some people call it, you know, when you go back and forth, go this way and in that way, trying to...
tug it off of there.
Drag it or something like
yeah.
that. What do you do when you break up the ground before you plant something? So you have to get out there and...
Well, the best thing to do is flat break your ground first.
What do you use to do that?
Tractor and your flat break and flat bottom turners.
Now, is that a type of plow?
Yeah, your flat breakers cuts all the roots and everything and turns your land bottom side upwards.
Are there different types of plows?
Yeah. There's a disc turner, there's a flat bottom. I know there's that many different kind of breaking plows.
Mm-hmm.
I've used both.
Is there a type of plow that'll break it up real fine?
Not pulverize it, no.
What about a harrow? That's a type of plow?
Yeah. That's what you do for you. You get ready to plant your stuff. You generally flat break it and then run a disc over it, pulverize that much, and then take your hire or do all and run over it and plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the do all chops it up and then there's a hire right behind on the same machine.
Yeah. What about you've probably seen these things before, they're wooden frames, let's say shaped kind of like the letter A. You can use them, it'd be shaped a little bit, something like the end of this table right here, that you could lay boards across and make picnic table out of. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you see them, I don't know, set up barriers on the roads. Sometimes, a carpenter might use one.
Oh, a sawhorse.
A sawhorse.